when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
What I can, crying when I must, laughing when I choose. Hi-ho, if love were all, I would be lonely. I believe the more you love a man, the more you put your trust, the more you're bound to lose. Although, when shadows fall, I wish that only somebody splendid really needed me, someone affectionate and dear. Cares would be ended if I knew that he wanted to have me near. But I believe that since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hi-ho, if love were
And if love were all we would need is the late, great Judy Garland singing that wonderful Noel Coward tune from that very famous concert at Carnegie Hall. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here at 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the Rainbow Studios in the hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, this is a pretty fascinating weekend we're coming up to, certainly in New York City, all over the city, and definitely around Broadway is this immense, well-deserved celebration of Gay Pride Week, which began sort of somewhat amorphously, but for historically legendary purposes, of course, at the Stonewall Bar down in Greenwich Village. And the history has it that part of the outburst of pride and identity and self-identification that came out of that happened late night after Judy Garland's funeral on June 27th, 1969. It's perhaps a little blurry in legend, but why not embrace it, because all of us in one way or another are friends of Judy, and celebrate her music. And we will spend today celebrating the immense contribution of the LGBT community to Broadway musicals, like since the year Dot, right? There would not be Broadway composers, Broadway lyricists, Broadway book writers, Broadway directors, choreographers, my goodness, and certainly a proliferation of stage talent if it weren't for the gay community. So we are going to go and do a very, very filleted slice of gay representation on Broadway over the last, I don't know, almost 100 years. Well, as I said earlier, one of the great paradoxes of Broadway history is you had so many gay writers of show tunes, certainly in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, who could not come out back then. It was impossible to sustain a career in that way, given the oppressive desire to squeeze people into boxes back in that part of the century. But that doesn't negate, of course, this immense genius. And it's often interesting to listen to some of these lyrics in particular, because we've already heard Noel Coward's lyrics. He was British, of course, but a great gay writer, great songwriter. Hear lyrics that are put in a different context if you understand sort of the longing and the distance that some of these lyricists and songwriters had to travel to be accepted. So here are two of the simply the greatest lyricists of all time. What can I say? Lorenz Hart and Cole Porter. And to hear the first song by Rodgers and Hart, we will listen to Michael Feinstein.
so secluded, love has eluded me. But from knowing secondhand what I do of it, I feel certain I could stand a closer view of it. Till today I studied love discreetly, but now that I'm completely free, I must find some kind of persona grata to give me data personally. Why shouldn't I take a chance when romance passes by? Why shouldn't I know of love? When each age has a sage who has found that upon this earth love is all that is really worth thinking of, it must be fun, lots of fun. Sure, when day is done, that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed, and then you'll be kissed again. All debutantes say it's good, and every star out in far Hollywood seems to give it a try. So why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I take a chance when romance passes by? When each age has a sage who has found that upon this earth love is all that is really worth thinking of, it must be fun, lots of fun, to be sure. When day is done, that the hour is coming when you'll be kissed, and then you'll be kissed again. Miss Peggy Joyce says it's good, and every star out in far Hollywood seems to give it a try. So
of course, was the great Bobby Short, one of those performers who tapped in so well to the lyrics of Cole Porter, of course. Noel Coward, Nolan Cole was one of his re-releases, and Larry Hart. So always great to hear Bobby Short. Well, we listened to two great cabaret performers, because you're going to say, well, if we're celebrating gay pride here on Broadway to Main Street, Let's hear those great gay shows of the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. They don't exist, folks. Very much like Hollywood and, of course, like television, there was no representation of gay or lesbian figures in the musical, which, again, is so insanely ironic because so many of the people behind the scenes were gay and had all sorts of creative sensibilities that we would like to have seen revealed. There used to be what were called, I guess, and this is what they were called at the time, so please don't send letters, sissy characters. Danny Kaye played one, the effeminate Russell Paxton in Lady in the Dark, who is a photographer, and they would be sort of figures of fun in a very derisive way. And they popped up here and there. But here is, I'm going to say, the first real honorable performance or representation on Broadway. It's from Applause, the Lauren Bacall musical from 1970. And of course, Lauren Bacall was a gay icon on her own. But in the show, which was updated, All About Eve updated, she had a dresser played by Leroy Reams. And she says, oh, after the show tonight, we're going to go. I'm going to have a big party at such and such. And why don't you come along? And he says, I can't. I have a date. And Lauren Bacall says, bring him along. And that was the first kind of honest hint about how involved the gay community was, certainly in the world of divas and Broadway musicals and stuff. So here is the number that follows. Here is Lauren Bacall, cheered on by Leroy Reams and the chorus, But Alive.
I feel groggy and weary and tragic, punchy and bleary and fresh out of magic, but alive, but alive, but alive. I feel twitchy and bitchy and manic, calm and collected and choking with panic, but alive, but alive, but alive. I'm a thousand different people, every single one is real. I've a million different feelings, okay, but at least I feel. And I feel rotten, you're covered with roses, younger than springtime and older than Moses. Frisky as a lamb,
la, la, la.
Lazy as a clown,
la, la, la.
Crazy, but I am alive. Mellow, firm as Gibraltar and shaky as Jell-O, but alive, but alive, but alive. I feel half Tijuana, half Boston, partly Jane Fonda and partly Jane Austen, but alive. That's the thing, but alive. This kaleidoscope of feelings whirls around inside my brain. I admit I'm slightly cuckoo, but it's dull to be too sane. And I feel brilliant and brash and bombastic, limp as a puppet and simply fantastic, but alive, but alive, but alive.
She's here, my dear, can you believe it? She's here, oh God, I can't believe it. She's here, it's just too groovy to believe.
Fargo, indeed. Lauren Bacall. And applause. Well, gay representation in musicals probably happened in a few ways. Boy Meets Boy in Trousers, some things in the mid to late 70s. But the first real mainstream embrace of a gay couple was, of course, La Cage aux Folles. The great score by Jerry Herman and direction by Arthur Lawrence and a book by Harvey Fierstein. And it really, what would I say, hands clasped across the aisle, men and women, men and men, women and women, all were terribly moved by this love story, which ran a million performances and had two major revivals subsequently on Broadway. Here is Betty Buckley singing a song from that show. I just like her version very much. And then we'll hear George Hearn singing the determinant song from La Cage aux Folles, which has lived on in Broadway legend. But first, Betty Buckley.
Do you recall that windy little beach we walked along? That afternoon in fall, that afternoon we met. A fellow with a concertina sang, what was that song? It's strange what we recall, and odd what we forget. I heard la da 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 as we walked down the sand. I heard la da da da, I believe it was early September. Through the crash of the waves, I could tell that the words were romantic. Something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Though the time tumbles by, there is one thing that I am forever certain of. I hear la da 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 da, and I'm young. Romantic, something about sharing, something about always. Though the years race along, I still think of our song on the sand. And I still try and search for the words I can barely remember. Forever certain love. I hear la da 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 da, and I'm young and dear love.
What I am,
creation. So, come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise, I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise, I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each feather and each spangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out loud, I am what I am. I am what I am, and what I am needs no excuses. I deal my own deck, sometimes the ace, sometimes the deuces.
George Hearn, as Albin tosses off his wig and throws it at George and stomps off the stage at the end of Act One of La Cage aux Folles at the Palace Theater. I never unforgettable moment if you saw it in the theater back then, that anthem, which has gone on to, maybe it's a little corny now, but certainly in its day, represented so much gay pride on Broadway. And I remember the terrific revival a few years ago with Kelsey Grammer and Douglas Hodge. And times had changed, because at the end of the original 1983 La Cage aux Folles, Georges and Albin held hands and walked upstage. But of course, thankfully, in the revival, they had a big, good old sloppy wet kiss at the end, and the audience went bonkers and was in tears. It was a fantastic moment. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street. And here today, we're celebrating Pride on Broadway. And I suppose if you were asked to talk about the contributions of the creative people on Broadway, in one sentence, you could say, well, without Jews, Blacks, and gays, there'd be no Broadway. And that's absolutely true. We've done a show celebrating Jewish music on Broadway, Black music on Broadway, and this coming weekend is the perfect time to shine the spotlight on gay and lesbian creators and subject matter, and all through the years. Of course, more recently, you see more representation and more different stories and more varied stories than you would have in the early part of the, in most of the 20th century. But let us go back to sort of the interesting little wrinkle here. If I said, well, there is a song called Keep It Gay in a Broadway show, what was the show? Most of you would raise your hands and say, well, The Producers, of course, in 2001. We needed the 21st century for that. And the actual answer is 1953 in Rodgers and Hammerstein's Me and Juliet. There's a song called Keep It Gay, but I guess in the, what we say, the old-fashioned sense of the word. And it took Mel Brooks and this astonishing company led by Gary Beach as Roger Debris, again, one of the greatest performances I've ever seen in the theater, to keep it gay for the 21st century. So here, with, I hope, a good sense of humor for all concerned, is the 21st century version of Keep It Gay from the cast album of the producers.
Listen, Roger, did you get a chance yet to read Springtime for Hitler?
Read it? I devoured it. I, for one, for instance, never realized that the Third Reich meant Germany.
Yeah, how about that? Then you'll do it?
Do it? Of course not. The theater's so obsessed, with dramas so depressed, it's hard to sell a ticket on Broadway. Shows should be more pretty. Shows should be more witty. Shows should be more... What's the word?
Gay?
Exactly. No matter what you do on the stage, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay. Whether it's murder, mayhem, or rage, don't complain, it's a pain, keep it gay.
People want laughter when they see a show. The last thing they're after's a litany of woe.
A happy ending will pep up your play.
Oedipus won't bomb
if he winds up with mom.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Couldn't agree with you more. And you have our blessings, Roger, to make Springtime for Hitler just as gay as anyone could possibly want. So come on, do it for us, please.
No, I'm sorry, Max, but it's simply not my cup of tea. But still, fair is fair. Perhaps I should ask my production team what they think. This is my set designer, Brian.
Keep it glad, keep it mad, keep it gay.
And here's my costume designer, Kevin.
Hello. Keep it happy, keep it snappy,
keep it gay.
We're clever, creative, it's our job to see that everything's perfect for Mr. Debris.
Next, Scott, my choreographer.
Hi there.
And finally, last and least, my lighting designer, Shirley Mockowitz.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
I don't think we're getting to them. What should we do now, Max?
Watch this. Roger, listen, I think that Springtime for Hitler would be a marvelous opportunity for you. I mean, up to now, you've always been associated with frivolous musicals.
You're right. I've often felt as though I've been throwing my life away on silly entertainments. Dopey showgirls in gooey gowns. 2-3, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, it's enough to make you heave. Nonetheless, I'm sorry, Max, I just couldn't do Springtime for Hitler.
Why not? Think of the prestige.
No.
Think of the respect.
No, no, no.
Think of the Tony.
Tony, 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 Tony.
What's the matter?
Is he all right?
He's having a stroke.
What?
Oh, genius.
I see it. I see it. At last, the chance to do something important.
Roger Debris presents history.
Of course, that whole second act has to be rewritten. They're losing the war. Excuse me. It's too downbeat.
Roger Debris presents history.
But maybe... Ooh, it's a wild idea, but it just might work. I see... A line of beautiful girls dressed as stormtroopers, each one a gem. With leather boots and wits on their hips. It's risque, dare I say, S&M!
Love it!
I see German soldiers dancing to France, played by chorus boys in very tight pants. And wait, there's more! They win the war, and the dances they do will be daring anew. Turn, turn, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn, 1, 2, 3, kick, turn. Keep it sassy, keep it classy, keep it...
That is brilliant, brilliant. Roger, I speak for Mr. Bloom and myself when I say that you are the only man in the world who can do justice to Springtime for Hitler. Will you do it, please?
Please?
Wait a minute. This is a very big decision. It might affect the course of my entire life. I shall have to think about it. I'll do it. I'll do it! Double champagne!
Ah! If at the end you want them to cheer, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay. Whether it's Hamlet, Othello, or Lear, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Comedy's joy is a constant delight. Dramas annoy us and ruin our night.
So keep your string first and it's a day.
Elizabeth Debris.
the producers. Well, it took a while for lesbian representation to happen on Broadway, and as these things happen, because it's simply a more progressive venue, they often come via off-off-Broadway or off-Broadway. And Fun Home came to Broadway a couple of seasons ago in 2015, and it was the first score to win a Tony for Best Lyrics and Best Music with a female writing team, and that was quite extraordinary, and it details the actual, I don't know how you would say it, a sort of graphic memoir, allegory, and a very complicated, interesting show of Alison Bechdel, who is a graphic novelist, and it shows her at different stages of her life, and as an adolescent who has her first sexual awakening. So here's an extraordinary song, Ring of Keys, from the Tony-winning score, A Fun Home.
You didn't notice her at first, but I saw her the moment she walked in. She was a delivery woman. She came in with a handcart full of packages. She was an old-school butch.
Someone just came in the door, like no one I ever saw before. I feel... I don't know where you came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel... your swagger and your bearing and the just right clothes you're wearing. Your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots. And your keys, oh, your ring of keys. I thought it was supposed to be wrong, but you seem okay with being strong. I want to. You're so. It's probably conceited. No, I mean, handsome. Your swagger and your bearing and just right clothes you're wearing. Your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots. And your keys, oh, your ring of keys. I know you. I know you. I know you.
First, there's cocktails at the Cosdens.
Oh, Jesus.
Hun, we've got fish to fry.
Why don't you do this one without me, huh?
Then there's dinner at the Dodges, the reception at the Roosevelt.
I think I'm gonna die.
And every party filled with millionaires who want to build the biggest villa since the days of ancient Rome. So what do you say we just stay home?
The best thing that ever has happened to me, you are. Okay then, one of the best things that's happened to me, you are. They say we all find love. I never bought it. I never thought it would happen to me. Who could foresee? You are the goddamnedest thing that has happened to me ever. When did I have this much happiness happen to me? Never. I can't believe my luck, and all I can do is be the best thing that's happened to you. So what do you say we just stay home? What do you say we just go out on the boat and get smashed and make love on the beach and stare up at the moon?
Holly,
you might just be the best thing that has happened to me so far. Of course, not much ever really has happened to me so far. I didn't much like love. I always fought it. I never thought it would happen like this. Give us a kiss. We may just be the best thing that has happened to us, kiddo, partner. Another moment like this may not happen to us, partner, lover. When all is said and done, I have to agree. The best thing that's happened to me. Who knew? Who dreamed? Beats me.
Well, that was a song from Wise Guys. No, it isn't. It's a song from Gold. No, it isn't. It's a song from Bounce. No, it isn't. It's a song from Roadshow. At least that's the recording we got to listen to. The most recent Stephen Sondheim original score to grace our stages. That's from the Public Theater. That's Alexander Gemignani and Claiborne Elder singing, as far as I know, the only gay duet in all of Stephen Sondheim's work. Well, it couldn't have come a moment too soon in a show that's quite fascinating that we'll hopefully take a look at someday. But even though he was influenced by Stephen Sondheim, William Finn, got there first with an incredible show off-Broadway in 1981 called March of the Falsettos, which not only gave Playwrights Horizons its reputation, it gave Bill Finn his reputation and was the first kind of gritty, funny, urban, interesting story about gay identity and, you know, the various neurotic couples and triplets and whatever families in New York City at the beginning of the Reagan era. So here is from the original cast recording of March of the Falsettos.
Pick up all your clothes.
Wizard bags.
Wizard nose.
Shave your legs.
Make me sick.
You're a prick.
God, you're impossible. We've been together for 9 months.
10 months.
9 months.
10 months.
9 months.
10 months. We are the salt of the bourgeoisie.
While I put the steak in,
I bring home the bacon.
And we're proud to say we love it how we
won't
agree. Everything he owns is vile. Marvin doesn't care a whit. Marvin doesn't share my devotion to style. Men from France can cancel a debt. Men in cufflinks make me forget my name. I intend to upset this regrettable game.
The wizard takes me by the neck.
Isn't that a French lapel?
A wizard has unlimited knowledge of dreck.
Send me flowers.
Mention is made.
Make them roses.
Attention is paid in full.
See how quickly he sours.
When he pushes, I pull.
Pick up your clothes, Marvin. Reading shows, Marvin.
I was rich, he was horny.
We fit like a glove.
But close your eyes, wizard.
Passionize. But I'd kill for that thrill of first love.
We ask for passion at all times. We stand to passion and drink this toast.
still it's awfully trying.
And we're not denying
that of all the lesser passions, we like fighting most.
Wizard drinks too much to see. What a joy is chastity. What a joy is saving his joys for one man.
Leave me.
Love me.
Don't be a fool.
Want me.
Feed me.
No one's so cruel and cheap.
What I love, I devour.
What you love, you devour. What I covet, I keep. Isn't that right, Wizard? Let's both fight, Wizard.
I was trained in karate.
I'm best when I cheat, so I'll cheat, Wizard, and I'll shove. And I'll kill for that thrill of first love.
We've been together for nine months.
In fact, we've almost survived a year.
True, but who is counting? We're too busy mounting a display of our affection that is so sincere.
Assumed I'd live very Jewish, very middle class, and very straight, where healthy men stayed healthy men, and marriages were long and great. I smile, I don't complain. I'm trying to keep sane as the rules keep changing. Families aren't what they were. Thank God there's a husband and a child whom I adore. But, and there's more, so many more. There's always more. Life is never what you planned. Life is moments you can't understand. Keeping my balance square, trying not to care about this man whom Marvin loves. But that's my life. He shared my life. Yes, that's my life. Life is never what you planned. Life is moments you can't understand. Trying to keep sane as the rules keep changing. Keeping up my head as my heart falls out of sight. Everything will be all right. Everything will be.
And that was Stephanie J. Block, who just won the Tony last week, from Falsetto Land, which sort of got mushed together as falsettos on Broadway in 2016, that epic story of gay life and all sorts of life, marital life in New York City in the 70s and 1980s, when things certainly changed considerably. Well, The Prom was one of the nominees for Best Musical. I loved it a lot. I had a great time. And it was a lovely sort of time-honored story about kids trying to work stuff out in high school. But the switch is it's about a young girl in the middle of Indiana who wants to go to the prom with her girlfriend and the complications that ensue. But this being a musical and a musical comedy, of course, it all works out in the end. So let's embrace the unruly heart of The Prom.
Some hearts can conform, fitting the norm, flaunting their love for all to see. I tried to change, thinking how easy life could be. I just kept on failing. I guess that was a sign that there wasn't much hope for this unruly heart of mine. Then you came along, and right or wrong, feelings began to overflow. We had to hide, thinking that no one else could know. And not having you near me was where I drew the line. So I had to conceal this poor unruly heart of mine. And though I don't know how or when, but somehow I learned to see, no matter what the world might say, this heart is the best part of me. So fears all in the past, fading so fast, won't stay hidden anymore. I'm who I am, and I think that's worth fighting for. And nobody out there ever gets to define the life I'm meant to lead with this unruly heart of mine.
Hi, Emma. Loved your video. Where do I start?
I think my parents always knew.
Nothing made sense until him.
She's the best thing in my life. The only good thing.
But we're always hiding.
You're not the only one. And though I don't know how or when,
but somehow I learned to see,
no matter what the world might say, this heart is the best part of me.
Caitlin Cunanan from The Prom, currently running at the Longacre Theater. What a great, encompassing, all-embracing show. Well, I hope you enjoyed our hour here, Pride on Broadway. Here at Broadway to Main Street, we let our rainbow flag fly outside the door any time, because frankly, it's impossible, I would say, to have an hour of anything that represents the music from Broadway without playing some composer or lyricist, the work of a director, the work of a playwright, subject matter that has something to do with the LGBT community. So we're glad we climbed on board this week. We started with Judy Garland and Noel Coward, and we're going to end with Judy Garland and Noel Coward, but refracted through the lens of Rufus Wainwright, who personally reconstructed his own version of Judy Garland at Carnegie Hall back in 2007. I think it's a terrific album and a great way to see how things changed for the best, I hope, in the last 60 years.
I believe in doing what I can, crying when I must, and laughing when I choose. Hey ho, if love were all, I would be lonely. since my life began, the most I've had is just a talent to amuse. Hey!
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.